The Lord be with you.
And also with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory
to you, O Lord. Before the feast of Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to pass from this world to the Father. He loved his own in the world, and he loved them to the end. The devil had already induced Judas, son of Simon the Iscariot, to hand him over. So, during supper, fully aware that the Father had put everything into his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God, Jesus rose from supper and took off his outer garments. He took a towel and tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and dry them with the towel around his waist. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Master, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered and said to him, "What I am doing, you do not understand now, but you will understand later." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "Unless I wash you, you will have no inheritance with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Master, then not only my feet, but my hands and head as well." Jesus said to him, "Whoever has bathed has no need except to have his feet washed, for he is clean all over. So you are clean, but not all." For he knew who would betray him. For this reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." So when he had washed their feet and put his garments back on and reclined at table again, he said to them, "Do you realize what I have done for you? You call me teacher and master, and rightly so, for indeed I am. If I, therefore, the master and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet. I have given you a model to follow, so that as I have done for you, you should also do." The Gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Well, during our Lenten journey this year, our whole theme has been all about sacrifice, and we've been challenged to sacrifice things, to give things up and let go of them. But now we've come to what's called the Triduum, the 3 days, today, Holy Thursday, tomorrow, Good Friday, and then Easter. And now what happens is we have come to the sacrifice, his sacrifice. This is the sacrifice, well, without it, no other sacrifice even really matters. Everything that Jesus did for us tomorrow on Good Friday, he gives to us today on Holy Thursday through this memorial meal of his sacrifice. What happens at the Eucharist is that this sacrifice becomes present. What he did there becomes present and available to you and to me. Every time we celebrate this sacrifice of the Mass, many of us are familiar, but at the very beginning, as Pastor begins to lead us, he'll say, "Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God the Almighty Father." And those of you who know it, you can say it with me. We say, "May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church." All right, hang on to that thought. What's interesting about the reading from John that I just shared with you is that John does not narrate for us the giving of the Eucharist. You can't find it in his gospel. It's in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and you heard it read in 1 Corinthians. But what he does do is he gives 5 chapters of his whole book, 5 chapters to where the Eucharist was given. He spends 5 chapters there in the upper room, because it's in those 5 chapters we learn the implications. We learn what the Eucharist means for our everyday lives. And what you heard is sort of the beginning of this scene, and actually the rest of the story in John's gospel. And there's sort of this preface to it. It says that Jesus, fully aware that the Father had put everything into his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God, and then ... he tells the rest of the story, beginning with the washing of the feet. The Greek, though, more literally says, "The Father has put everything into his hands." If something's in my hands, then it's in my control. If it's out of my hands, then it's out of my control. The point is that Jesus is not some helpless victim. Everything is in his hands. Everything is in his power, and he can do whatever he chooses to do. I mean, everything. He is the king of the universe. The whole creation is in his hands. There's, you know, the old spiritual song. He's got the whole world in his hands. Literally, it's all in his hands. Just like God once put the whole creation into the hands of Adam and Eve. Genesis 1, God said, "Let us make man in our image after our likeness. Let them have dominion," power. He put it all in their hands. Over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the heavens, over the livestock, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. But when Adam and Eve then greedily grabbed that fruit, they were trying to grab it all for themselves. And of course, we do the same. One of the first words that we learn when we're little, tidy toddlers, we learn, "Mine," right? Mine. It takes us a long time to learn how to share or how to say thank you. Some of us never learn it. Sometimes we take what God has put into our hands and we carelessly just throw it away and we waste it. Sometimes we take what God puts in our hands, we take who he puts in our hands, and we are so angry, or we so much want revenge, or we're just so cruel, we take who God puts in our hands and we just want to crush him. That's why we're so slow to put ourselves into the hands of others, because we know what they're capable of doing, because we know what we are capable of doing with what's in our hands. But what does Jesus do? Totally in control, he very willingly, very lovingly gives his life over for sacrifice. He puts his life into our hands. Betrayed by a friend, he's betrayed into the hands of sinners, the scriptures say. And then we sinners do with him what we do with the things that are put into our hands. We grab him and we crush him and we throw him away. But he, with the power that is in his hands to do whatever he wanted to do, he chooses to love. He takes our nails into his hands. But before he does that tomorrow, today, on this night, Holy Thursday, and you'll hear it as Pastor prays here again in just a moment, the first thing he does is he takes bread into his hands, and then a chalice of wine, and he offers it back to God. It came from God, he came from God, and now he's returning everything back to God. He does what human beings should have done from the very beginning. He takes that whole creation in his hands, and he hands it right back over to the Father with thanks, with Eucharist, including us. When we set out the bread and the wine on the table in just a moment, what are bread and wine? They're food and drink, and we all need food and drink to live, don't we? And so these become symbols of our lives. Jesus is taking these symbols of our lives into his hands, and he's offering us back to the Father. He wants to return us where we belong. We want to whom we belong. The Father has put everything into Jesus' hands. So here's the only question. Have you put everything into his hands? Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Say it with me. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church. They're not Pastor V's hands. I mean, they are, but they're not. Because he's here in the place of Jesus today. We're putting everything into the hands of Jesus. It's the sacrifice that is at his hands, symbolized in the bread and the wine, is you and me, our lives, now in the hands of Jesus, everything that we are and everything that we have. All the good stuff that we have, all the blessings that God gives to us, we put it in his hands with great thanks. All the best parts of us. But even the very best that we have to offer, is that good enough? I mean, does it come with 100% pure love and motivation and good intentions? Is my sacrifice to the Lord whole and complete, or is it just a little bit of me, a part of me, some leftovers, the parts I don't want? Is it fit for a holy God? Or is it chipped and cracked and damaged and broken, maybe even shattered shards of the potential that God once gave to me? And what about the things that I refuse to put into his hands? That sin that I love more than I love him? The bitterness and the resentment that I am just clutching? Or just simply my trust? What about the things that I just don't seem to have the power, the strength to put into his hands? The deep sorrow and the grief that overwhelm me? The fears that paralyze me, the habits and the addictions that I can't seem to control. And what about the things that are out of my hands? The situations, the people in my life that I can't control, though I'm desperately trying to get a grip, but I can't. Is that the sacrifice I put in his hands? This hunk of junk, these damaged goods, this endless carousel of baggage that is just filled with the bitter disappointments in my life, my disappointments in others, my disappointments in myself. Yeah, that's it. It's the best of what you got. It's the worst of what you got. It's the good, the bad, and the ugly. Sacrifice it. Let it go. Put it in his hands. Empty your hands. Because he wants to put something else in your hands. That bread and wine that are in his hands are going to become his body and his blood. And he puts them into your hands. Take, eat, and drink. Take his sacrifice, his body and blood, into yourself. Now we're not just in his hands. Now we are in him, and he is in us, and he's going back to the Father with us. The Lord will accept the sacrifice that is at his hands, because Jesus joins your sacrifices and my sacrifice to the sacrifice, to his sacrifice. Everything that is impure is going to be purified. All that is imperfect is perfected by the perfect one. And in ways that we don't understand, or might not even happen immediately, we know that all which is in his hands, all that is broken, will someday be healed, will someday be made whole. My friends, over these next 3 days, what do you need to sacrifice? Perhaps you have known all of Lent, what it is, and you just haven't done it yet. Or maybe just right now the Spirit is bringing it to your mind. What do you need to put into Jesus' hands? Yes, first return all the gifts and the goodness he's given to you. Return it all back into his hands with thanks. But it's also the things that you are clinging and you are grasping and you just don't want to let go. And it's the way in which your anger wants to crush somebody. And it's the mess on your hands that you have made. Or it's the things that you have thrown away. Pick them up. Put it all back in his hands. Even the things that are not in your hands or in your control, put it in his hands. Right now. at this Mass, at this sacrifice. Let him take you into those nail-pierced hands of his and return you to your Father, to put you into the Father's hands, those loving, strong, gentle, protecting hands of your Father. Let him put you where you belong for the praise and the glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church. Take just a moment right now. Whatever it is you need to put into his hands, pray about it.